You are listening to benstorah.com.
Parshas Emor, Tavshin Ayin Vov. So, the topic of the shiur is really an introductory to this parsha, specifically into Seir Vayikra, we started talking about last week. And there's a fascinating thing. Parshas Emor gives us the parsha of Moyanim. Speaks about the Moyanim. All the Moyanim that we have, Pesach, Sfiras Ha'omer, Shavuos, Sukkos, everything, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all the Moyanim are there. We have another parasha that speaks about the Moyanim in length. Which parasha is that? That's Parashas Pinchas. Parashas Pinchas is in Sefer Bamidbar, close to the end, it speaks also about the Moyanim. Now, if I would come and ask you, which parasha belongs in Sefer Vayikra? The parasha that discusses the Korbanos, does it belong to Sefer Vayikra or belong to Sefer Bamidbar? We know that the Vayikra is called Teres Koyanim. The Ramban in the Agdoma to Sefer Vayikra explains that really this whole Sefer is about Koyanim. Hi, we have things about that Koyanim. It's all related either through Korbanos or through other things. It doesn't go to explain too much. We'll get to it later in the shiur today to explain a little bit more. But in general, it's Koyanim. That's what we talk about. We talk about Koyanim. And the Korbanos and the Avodah of the Koyanim. So which part of the Moyanim belongs to Sefer Vayikra? The parasha speaks about Korbanos. Which parasha of the Moyanim speaks about Korbanos? Parasha is Pinchas. Pinchas is the whole Korbanos, the whole Musafim. Every Musaf and Musaf. You have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and then the Musaf of every other Moyed. That's what you have. What do you have, Parasha Zemar? Parasha Zemar, the only Moyed that you speak about a Korban is Shavuos, which is a separate halachic discussion. Why is the Korbanos mentioned over here? What's the title of this Korban? What is this Korban? But everything else, it speaks about Mitzvah Zayayim. Sukkah speaks about the Sukkah, and the Lulav, and the Esroig, and the Pesach. And it says, by the way, it says, V'krafti Mishal Hashem, L'kiv Mishal Hashem, by the way, you should bring us a Korban. But that's not the main topic. When you're speaking your Sefer Vayikra, why are you talking about the mitzvahs of the Yoyim and not about the Korbanos? The Chur, what belongs over here, are the Korbanos. Why is this over here? When we start the parasha, we have the mitzvahs that have to do with the Kohanim. And the Torah speaks about, there's a few parashas here speak about the Kohanim. The first one is actually a very fascinating thing of the Yesod of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. The first thing that speaks about Kohanim is three mitzvahs brought together. A, you have the mitzvah of a kof HaSeresh, and the zakon, you're not allowed to cut the hair. Ashchaza zakon, that's one thing. The other thing has to do with saretes, doing a srita alameis, and a karcha, cutting the hair alameis, the way the goyim used to do. These three mitzvahs are brought down the Gabi Yisrael as well. The saretes and the peyas aroish is brought down last week's parsha, parsha kedoshim. We have the loisa to saretes, and it says peyas zakonim. And the third one of Korcha is the Pasha's Reye, instead of Dvorim. Party Matem Hashem, Kechem, Lois is going to do Lois to Korcha Beroish Alme, something like that. So, why is it divided? That's another thing, maybe based on the Shir today, if you can think about maybe a Mahalach. But it's brought down twice. So the Rambam already says, one second, is it two separate mitzvahs? One for Kohen, one for Yisrael? And the way that Kohen bring it, believe Nafkimina, would be if a Kohen goes and does these Averis, does he get two punishments? One's because he did a Korcha because he's a Am Yisrael, but he did a Korcha as a Kohen. Says the Rambam, a Yisrael, it's a mitzvah, and he says this is a Yisrael all over Torah. Whenever you have a mitzvah that was said twice, and the Chazal didn't tell us that the only reason it says for another Avera, there's a specific dinim that you learn over here. The reason why we have it is for the extra dinim. Hi, why is it divided something Yisrael and something a Kohen? So says the Rambam is because sometimes you want to give them a little more like a more mussar to the Kohen. So we say to Yisrael, don't do a korcha. Yisrael, don't do pasa roish. Yisrael, don't go ahead and do saretis. And a Kohen, even more so, he's so chashuv, you also should not do it. The same of Avery, just your reason it's repeated by Kohen, you have a special dinim that we learn over here, the Gemara, we learned in Daf Yomi. We just learned that recently, korcha, korcha. that you learn one from each other, there's things you learn from each other. But the reason why it's divided from you between Yisrael and Kohen is to give a more of a chizik to a Kohen. That's what the Rambam says. Try to understand what's exactly the chizik to a Kohen. The Chora, Kocho, Lameis, what's the Sheikhas? Why is a Kohen more special about that more than Yisrael? Right? It's about Tuma. Okay, Kohen cannot do a void when he's tummy. Mum, that's the next week, partial later in this week. Okay, a Kohen can't do it mum. Why are you giving him more musa to a Kohen to be careful not to do pass or rush? What's the sheikh is the Kohen? A Kohen is over based on Middush. The fact that he's cutting ear is not cutting the ear. Why does a Kohen need to get a special musa about that? What does the Rama mean that we're giving a special azara to a Kohen? And finally, mentioning mum, if you think about it, this whole idea of a mum by a Kohen is a monzach. I mean, it looks like discrimination. You have somebody who has a mum, he's missing a limb, nebuch, instead of looking at his nebuch, you say he's disqualified of being a Kohen. Why? Kohen? What we care about is his body? If he's shalom begufoy, we're talking about avodah b'samigdosh. We're talking about the Holy of Holies to go ahead and be makriv and do avodah b'avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol cares if this guy is missing a leg or not? Why is it such a big thing? Dafka b'kayani, if you have a mum, you can't do avodah.
The other way around.
What?
It should be the other way around.
It's even, like it says, if you have Yisurim, it's even bigger. It says about Baal Tefillah. What is this? And now, not only that, we learn this is the mum is so chomer that we learn just now the Daf Yomi yesterday that the mum, a Baal mum goes and does the avodah. Even b'di'evet avodah is not avodah. If a ben grusha ben chalutza does avodah, b'di'evet is avodah. Baal mum, hey, you can't this avodah. This puzzle a little bit fair. What's going on? Baal mum, what did he do anything wrong? Yeah, nebuch, he's missing something. Adra, but we should treat him nicely. What's shot in the mum of a kohen? What's going on over here? So understand all that. Let's see Hagadoma Ketara to really explain the idea of Sefer Vayikra. We know that in general in the Torah and in every Mahalach in Yiddishkeit, the way the world exists is that there is a beginning. The beginning has a huge potential. The beginning is in the infancy. The beginning is in the beginning when everything is combined and not yet, it's like a potential that did not go out to fruition. You didn't bring it out to the world. It's like it's an unbelievable koyach, unbelievable power that you know it's like so great and so special, but it's not really down there, not in the place where it needs to be. Then when it starts being implemented in the maise, it gets ruined, and only later it fixes itself and becomes good. The classic example is Uber b'meimoy, right? A baby in the womb of his mother, fetus, he sits and learns kol to kulo. He sees that he's in such a high level of gedusha and tahara. It's something we don't even we can't comprehend. Something b'chalal never last saga. But that's all b'koyach. He didn't do anything. He didn't create anything. He didn't accomplish anything. It's all there. He has the potential. Then he goes out of the womb and he loses everything. It's a makkah, lose everything. And then he goes ahead and he builds on himself and gets back to the ultimate goal. So yeah, stage one is when you have everything there in potential. Then when it starts going out, usually what happens is the first step is in the filo that brings the aliyah. But at the end of the day, it's a second stage that goes out. The Maya says brought down the same thing. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu already saw in his dream. And it says the really, really beginning of the Torah. It says that was based on Mingdosh, Bonui v'chor v'bonu. Yeah, so the Medrash says Bonui v'chor u'bonu meshuchu lo'asid lovay. So it says Bet Amakim Ein Ze Kim Beis Elokim. Ein Ze is churban Kim Beis Elokim. It's going to be a full binyan. So the idea is like this: the first Beis Mingdosh was the beginning, where we had all the gedusha and everything, but it was really potential. Am Yisrael didn't bring out all its koyach out. We still don't have all the Tirsha Baal Peh. There's no Mishnayos, and there's no Gemara, and there's no Midrashim, all these things that need to come through our Avodah, through the Choshech of the world, we don't have here in Beis HaMikdash Rishon. Then there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, because Am Yisrael, when they go out, they're not, and they try to bring it to the world, they fall, And then you have back one of the which eventually will have all everything back to its original form with a much higher level. And that's the Malach always. It's brought down. So you have that potential at the beginning, and then it goes to Chashaycha Adar Nehoyer, and then goes to darkness when it comes out to the world. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesader the Bria. That's where that's the Malach of the Bria. This connects to what the famous letter that Huttner wrote, that it says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. By the way, referring to the second stage, the Huttner wrote that the Tipshim say, you know, someone in Frosch said too, but he says that they say that Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam is that Tzadik, even though he falls seven times, he's still able to get up. He says, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that why is a Tzadik able to get up? Why is a Tzadik able to be a Tzadik? Because he falls seven times. If you don't fall seven times and overcome it, there's no Tzadik. You read the Tzorech Aliyah. You have to go through the Nefil to get there. But that's really like the second stage. The first stage is when everything is a potential, is a greatness. That's Soif Maisei B'machshava Tchila. Machshava Tchila and the potential, everything is there. Then there's going down, going through difficulties, and you eventually get to where you have to get to. That's the Mahalach. When we're speaking about the Sfarim that we have in the Torah, so near Ritoch Divrei Rabbi Seinu, that's the same Mahalach. Sefer Vayikro is a Sefer who discusses the potential. What do you mean the potential? We speak about Kohanim. Kohanim are the ones that are living and to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are in the highest form that Adam can get, not because they went ahead and they accomplished it, that's where they were born, to be in that place. And connected to what the Rambam says, Shevet Levi, which is from there the Kohanim come, they are the ones that sing and learn Torah the whole time. They're disconnected really from the day-to-day mundane stuff that Am Yisrael is doing. They don't have a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They are up there in this Kedusha, Hilika place, Bisamigdush, the Mishkan, that's where they are. And that's where they're a Poyel over there. That's a Chelik of Am Yisrael, which is always there in the higher level, in the potential, in the womb, when everything there is perfectly where it's supposed to be. That's Sefer Vayikra talking about that. Sefer Bamidbar and Dvarim is when it goes out already to the regular world. And then, how does the Mahalach go? You have an Nefila, and then you try to correct it. Bamidbar, most of Sefer Bamidbar, is the Nefila. As we mentioned last week, it goes through tragedy after tragedy, all the chatoim, chet Miriam, chet Miraglim, and Mimiriva. In each one, the whole pasha, almost every pasha, there's a problem. And Kairach Vadosai, right? And Bilam, and then the Bilam, and where you have the Kanoim, but everything is terrible. And Dvarim is Moshe when it's coming, and basically, as brought down in Sfarim, Dvarim is already the Elam Atshuva. How do we correct ourselves and bring us back to where we're supposed to get to? So, but Midbar Dvarim is when it comes out already to the world, to where Am Yisrael is working. And there you have an Ifil and a Tikkun. The Yikra is when you're still in the Mishkan. It's very interesting. The Lashon, the way Sefer Vayikra starts, the first pasuk of Sefer Vayikra is Vayikra Hashem Moshe v'edah be'elov me'oil me'ed le'emor. Shmuel spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from oil me'ed. Sefer Vayikra speaking in oil me'ed. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about oil me'ed. Then when we get to the Sefer Midbar, that's where Midbar starts. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Midbar Sinai b'oil me'ed. We're in the Midbar. We're like outside of the oil me'ed. And also, go through the oil moed. You're going through oil moed to the midbar. This connects to what we spoke about last week. That really there is a building of an Adam throughout this mahalach of Sfiras Ha'omer. And the building of the Adam is that you have the, like the Uber Be'imor, you have the beginning when the Adam is already still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Lomid Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he's all there in the Mishkan with no distractions and all Kul Kul HaKadosh. But then he's born, and he comes to this world where he needs to go ahead and be in the Midbar, be in the desert, be in the Choshech, when he needs to work. So Sefer Vayikra is the Kohanim, that high level, but really he's going down one. Actually, we spoke last week that Vayikra is really, that's the Mahalach of the beginning of the Adam, when you're starting out. By the way, that's mentioning of this whole Mahalach, they're really doing the May Sefiras Ha'omer. We have the story of Tamid Rabbi Akiva. And Tamid Rabbi Akiva goes the same way. Rabbi Akiva, until he was he himself, until he got to the level of learning Torah. He was learning Torah for many years. And then he went and had a Talmidim. And he had 24,000 Talmidim. That was stage one. That was the potential of what Rabbi Akiva could have created in the world. But it didn't work so well. Everything was destroyed. That's what happens to Yisrael Zaymer. And then, at Shabbat, it's a Rasenish Shabbadorim. He went to his five Talmidim, and he got in the Torah the way with the all Kala Torah Kula that we have today. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nachman, that's Kala Torah Shabbat. That's all. That's also the Mahalach and Rakiva, going from one, for a fall, and continuing, and rebuilding. And that's the Mahalach in the sphere. And Balamaisa, what we're talking here about the Svarim is the Vayikra is like the potential, then Bamir was in the Fila, and Dvarim was coming back. Vayikra is all there in the potential, the idea, and the woman, Bimei Imoy, that he has there the his Boil Moit. So that's why Sarah Vayikra is speaking about the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the ones which are living a life of Uber Bimei Imoy. They're living up there. They're completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu legamre. The Mahalach of Adam in this world is to connect this world, to elevate the gashmis of this world to up to the highest level. And that's what you're doing outside there in the world. The Kohanim, they have it naturally. They're living in a world where all what they have, gashmi, is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. They're living there. They're living there with their guf. Everything is so elevated. So this gives us a little more explanation of what's the idea of the goof of the Kohanim has to be also shalom. The goof, what is that? That's that. That's the lower level. That's that who, why do we care? He's a disabled person, discrimination, what are we doing? Pshat is a Kohen, his kol kuloi, is Gdusha. He's living, it's that, he is kivyachol, like the womb Bimei Imoy. He's living in the, surrounded by Gdusha. His goof is also becomes part of that Gdusha. He's that's his life. He doesn't have an outside life. Usually we don't care about a mum of Adam, because what we care is the ikar, is the shama, is primius. The chitzonius belongs to the outside world. But a kohen doesn't have an outside world. His guf is also part of kivyochol and the shama. Obviously this connects to what's brought down in Sfarim, that when a person has a mum, reflects something that he needs to be mitaken, which we don't understand. But a kohen, we don't look at his guf as the chitzoni. The goof is part of the primius, because by a kohen there's only primius. That's why it's so important that a kohen is living a life where his world is called kula kodesh bochodik. His goof is also kodesh bochodik. So we care very much about the mum. Similarly, what comes out of the next thing in the parasha, which is the mum of the karbonis. Why do we care about the mum of the karbonis? That makes a lot of sense. Because you're bringing a karbon to kodesh bochu. How can you bring him something which is chaser? The kohen is like a karbon. The kohen is living with the kodesh bochu. He's nothing missing, so you can't be so completely immersed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what was great. And obviously, when it comes to Yoyis HaMashiach, all the mumim will be mitaken, everything will be fixed. So obviously, as Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, is basically telling this Kohen, not yet. You don't deserve yet to be there. To be completely immersed, to be a uber imoy, living a life of that, it needs to be a perfect mum. And therefore, the beginning of our parasha is, the Azores of Yisrael come to Kohanim again. What's that have to do with a void of a Kohen? Not a void of a Kohen. The Kohen is called Kuloi, a life of Gdusha. That's what he is. He's living by El Mayit. So all the Zazars of Yisrael don't act like a Goy. Don't have a Korchon, a Saretes, and don't cut off your hair. That by a Kohen, it's much stronger. It's a much more deeper meaning. You're living now. It's a different way to look at it. It's not only that Yisrael were telling him, listen, you're goof. Even though it's only your goal, if you need to try to work at it to bring it to a higher level. A Kohen, Kol Kuloi, is living in that higher level. Kol Kuloi is, that's the whole concept of the goof of a Kohen. So these mitzvahs you have to do with the chitzonius of a goof are even more strong instead of getting by a Kohen. Lamaisa, when we look, the Ramban says this sefer, the whole sefer, is a sefer speaking about Kohanim and Avodah. But then we have many mitzvahs during that. Specifically, last week's parasha, Parashat Gedoshim, you have a lot of mitzvahs. What does that have to do with the Kohen? It says, "Fnei Yivel Titen Michsha," "Erius Melokecha," "Fnei Seiv Atokum." What does that have to do with the Kohen? But the Raman gives us in the beginning of Gedoshim a little of a remez of why it has to do over there. Many of the mitzvahs of Parashat Gedoshim are things that have to do with what's going on in your heart. For example, we just said now. Why? Because a person could say, what's the mirsha? Don't give the wrong answer. Don't give a wrong idea to somebody. I meant good. I didn't know. Who knows what you really meant? It's in your heart. Rashi says, why? He says, I didn't realize he was passed by. How do I know if you really realized? You have to, it's in your heart. It's mitzvahs that are really in a higher level. It's not just mitzvahs chitzoniyus that we have to do, that you have to go in and do things on the outside. Okay? That's, you know, there's no two sides over there. Torah gives you mitzvahs that have to do with the goof outside. These are mitzvahs to do with the heart. These are mitzvahs which are elevated. We're talking at Sefer Vayikra, we're speaking about a whole world, which is a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah that are going to get to that belong to Sefer Vayikra. So that's why, there's many mitzvahs that are this, that we get to that. There are mitzvahs, all other things, all the Kedushas that we're talking about, obviously Arayas, a different type of Kedusha. But the part of many of the mitzvahs, Parashat Kedoshim, belong to this category. We're talking to your heart. We're talking to something which is not talking to not only chitzonius things, but things which are the primius, which that's the whole concept of Sefer Vayikra. With that, let's go now to understand the Moyadim. And here, Swala Gedoma, a beautiful Maharal. Very famous Maharal, but it's, you know, it gives a whole different taste. We speak about a Yom Tov. We know, Chazal tell us, that we have a concept called Eruv Tevshilin. What is Eruv Tevshilin? Eruv Tevshilin is, we had it just now in Pesach, you have a Yom Tov on Friday, and you have a Shabbos the next day, and you want to cook for Yom Tov to Shabbos. If you started cooking before Yom Tov, meaning you put an egg and a matzah aside, it means you started cooking for Yom Tov. So then for Shabbos, you can continue cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov. But if you did not start to cook on Erev Yom Tov, for Shabbos, you can't cook Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the Erev Tevshilin. Says the Malach of Aldegi site. So like this, we know that everybody knows Shabbos is what? Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a little bit of what's going to be in Olam Haba, next world. Ayin Lora Solakim Zosecho, it's not on our level. Yom Tov, on the other hand, what is Yom Tov? This is the Maharal Bek Chedish, Nabro Dam Chazal. The Yom Tov is Me'ein Yimoy Samashiach. It's like the days of Mashiach. What does it mean, Yimoy Samashiach? Yimoy Samashiach is when this world will be the same Olam Haba as the Rambam says. But the Olam Hazeh will be a fixed Olam Hazeh. Will be an Olam Hazeh where people will be busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they'll be busy with. It'll be the same Olam Hazeh, the same thing that we have, but in a higher level, higher form, how everything will be connected to the right place. Yom Tov is Me'ein Olam Hazeh. That's also Pashtas. What is Yom Tov? Yom Tov is a time where you eat and you drink and you focus, you do Meleches Oichel Nefesh. You're busy in doing things that are gufni. But it's a Kaddish, Yom Kaddish. That's how Yimoy Samashiach will be. You're going to be busy with Dvarim Gufnim, but it's going to be Kaddish. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything for the Guf. You can't prepare anything. It's completely Shvisa. That's what will happen when there would be nothing for the Guf. There's no, the Guf will not require anything. But Yimoy Samashiach is Olam Hazeh. Says the Maharal, this is the Yisoid for life. When a person in Olam Hazeh worked, and he prepared himself to get to Olam Haba. So when he gets to Yimoy Samashiach, he can continue preparing to get to Olam Haba. Shmuel gives him the schus, gives him the right to continue working to get to Olam Haba. You worked your Olam Hazeh. The Krei Hashemach Levekoyach, you continue on. Ya'alu Michael Cha, you go to the next stage in Yimoy Samashiach. But a person that didn't do your Olam Hazeh did not do anything. He was sitting down like didn't do anything. Then comes the Mashiach, says, Mashiach came. Let's get ready for Olam Haba. Let's start doing mitzvahs. That's already too late. You have to start before you make some Mashiach to get ready to Olam Haba, not after Mashiach comes. That's already too late. Says the Maharal, that's Eruv Tevshilin. When you prepare before Yom Tov, means in Olam Hazeh, regular Olam Hazeh, for Shabbos, which is Olam Haba, you continue cooking on Yom Tov itself. You continue cooking on but if you did not start on a regular weekday, then you cannot continue in your Moshe Mashiach, which is Yotif. That's a Gevaldik Maral. Eretz Shilin is a remiss to us in order to prepare to Olam Habe to start today. You can't wait to come to Yom Tov. Can't wait to come to Yom Yisrael Mashiach. This Maral gives us the story, the key, to what Yom Tov is all about. Yom Tov is Olam Hazeh Misukon. It's Olam Hazeh B'tikunoi. When you bring the Olam Hazeh to a higher level, all the mundane things in the world connecting really to Kedusha of Yom Tov. Now we can understand why he belongs here in Seder Vayikra. Because now that we know that Seder Vayikra is Teres Kehanim, is the Kehanim that are living in Oil Moyet. The Uber Be'imoy that sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lives a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's all he has. That's exactly what we have in Moyet Mashiach. Tzadikim Yoishvim, V'neni, Meziv HaShchino. Right? That's what we have. The learning, there's the even though that's the Losh of Olam Haba, but speaking about the learning, that the Kol Oilu, there will be only Sheifat Adas Hashem. That's everybody's going to be running to. That's what Oilu Mesukan is. That's what Muyadim are. So in this world, when we want to have a little bit of a feeling of the Oilu, which is Kula Kerek Takrish Bocho, we have a Moyad, we have a Yomtif. Pashas Emor is in the middle of Seir Vayikro, has the Muyadim there. So the Muyadim belong here. Why do they belong here to Teres Kehanim? Because the same thing Teres Kehanim is a life, which is an elevated life, a life which is not in this world. That's exactly the Muyadim. And the Rabbi Musaf, the Musafim, is not the Gedusha of Yom Tov. The biggest Raya is Rosh Chodesh. We have Rosh Chodesh also have a Musaf. Musaf is other as Rosh Tosefes, is what an Adam on his own can bring and create and add to the Gedusha of Yom Tov. We have a Gedusha of Yom Tov from a Kodesh Boko. I mean, after we be Kaddish this money, Kodesh Boko Yom Tov. And then we have to do our Avodah in that Yom Tov to make it even higher. That's the Musaf. That was brought down Svarim. That belongs to a Midbar, when the Adam was on his own. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you something, but you have to do your own stuff. But the place where you're confined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, and you're living where El Moed, that's the Gedusha Kviyah V'Kayim, that we didn't do anything. That comes from above. That's similar to Shabbos, which is main, Tzabim Oyel Mabes, main Yemoyis HaMashiach. That is Yom Tov Atzvoi. Same about Midbar, has the Musafim, which what Odom has to do, has belongs to what our Avoid is, that's the Hemshech at Tosefes, that is Sefer Midbar. Sefer Vayikra is a different sefer. Sefer Yikra talking about Uber b'me'imoy hanen imesiv hashchina. That belongs to regular Moyadim. That's the Moyadim of Pashas Emor belong over here. We're talking about, in this time, talking about a higher level of existence. Oilu Ma'az in a higher level, like the Kehanim live in a higher level, that's the Moyadim that belong over here. And we'll end with one of the things brought down here in our Pashas Pichas, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. That's the days that we are right now. It belongs to the Moyadim. And this connects beautifully to what the Ramban says over here. Says the Ramban, really, what is Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer, really, it has an essence as a Chol HaMoed. It's as if we have a long Chol HaMoed going from Pesach to Shavuos, connecting. Pesach is the first 7 days. Then you have a long Chol HaMoed to get to Shavuos. It's all one long Moed to bring us to Matan Torah. So if the whole idea of Moyadim in Seder Vayikra is to tell us that we're living here a life, which is an elevated life, every day it's mentioned there is a day of Yom Tov. Sfiras HaOmer is also the days of Yom Tov. These days are days which are elevated higher than the regular mundane day-to-day Olam Hazeh. It's a day where we're under Kafei Hashchina, Uber Me'imoy, like the Teres Kehanim, a day of Yom Tov connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.